We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in Simen Resh Pei Hei, which discusses the obligation that every week one is to read the Parsha, Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, two times the actual Parsha as well as one time a Targum. And we mentioned before in Mechaber that Rashi does constitute as a Targum in the event that there would be any Pasuk without Rashi, then you would read the Pasuk three times. Of course, there are other acceptable translations or other commentators, Perushim, which constitute the Targum. So now we're going to continue with Sif Hei. The Mechaber tells us that there is a loophole to this. If maybe you look at this and say, no, that's a whole lot. I have to read the Parsha two times on my own. That may be quite difficult and cumbersome. So in this, the Mechaber tells the Yachal Ikros a Parsha Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah, that even during the Torah reading, you're allowed to follow along and listen to the reading, and that would help you along to fulfill the obligation of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. And this, the Mishnah Berurah tells, and Mikomachim, nonetheless, near it appears, D'Likra B'Lachash Mil B'Mila Im HaShleit Tzibor Ein L'Hachmer B'Zeh, that to read along with the person who is reading the Torah quietly, and of course not loudly to disturb everyone else around you, but balachash ein lachmer b'zeh. There's no need to go strict. Kivan shemachavin oz gam lishmoa kol teva pi hashliach tzibor. You are listening to the shliach tzibor or the bal korei. So the fact that you're saying along very quietly, that doesn't cause any disturbance to others or to yourself, and perhaps maybe that enhances your listening. The Magen Avraham Hevi says not only is it a b'di'evet, that's how you can fulfill the reading. So obviously you can't read it twice, you can't go twice as fast as the Baal Kori, but at least this is one time that the reading could be done, and this way you would just have to do one other reading with a Targum. The Mechaber also tells us that Melamde Tinokos, if you're a school teacher and you happen to be teaching this particular section, or let's say that that's what you do, you teach the Parsha to the children, it's not necessary for you to repeat the Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, even though you're not really doing it for yourself and you're just doing it as a form of education. Nonetheless, that would also constitute the fulfillment of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the Chiddush is that even though you're teaching them, well, why wouldn't you think? After all, on one level, you know, you are reading, you're translating, so, and you're getting a Targum, so what's the problem? Why would you think that that's not good enough? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because you're not actually doing it with the trup, with the cantillation marks. You're not reading it as the tune of the Baal Kori would. The Nigun HaTamim Einu Ma'akim V'Gam Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Across the Prima Gadim, it says that it's not an issue as far as the way it's read. You don't have to read it the tune. Of course, it's something which certainly could enhance it. There's certain messages of why each word has a certain nigun, certain tune, certain cantillation marks or trup. But nonetheless, even if it's not done that way, one still fulfills their obligation. Just to see one last halacha, we still have a few more minutes. Sif Zion. Ein sarach likros parshas Yom Tov. When it comes to Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, it's only on Shabbos. That every Shabbos you're supposed to read the parshas Hashvua, the parsha of the week. However, when it comes to Yom Tov, there's no obligation. On Yom Tov, you have that off. Obviously, if it's Yom Tov is on Shabbos, it's the same thing. You have that Shabbos off. V'chein, so too, says the Ramah, ein sarach likros ha-haftoros. Shnayim Mikra Targum is specifically that you're supposed to study the actual Parshas HaShvua, but not the Haftorah. That's not necessary. The Ramah says that we have a custom that some also will read over the Haftorah. The question is why, if it's not part of Shnayim Mikra Targum, why is that also done? So this is what the Mishnah Berurah is going to address that right now. Before he does, the Mishnah Berurah asks a question about what does a person do when it comes to the Zos HaBracha. The Zos HaBracha, that last parsha, which concludes the reading of the Torah, which is on Simchas Torah, is not necessarily or ever on Shabbos. And therefore, it's okay. But for us, okay. But the question is, what does one do? So what does one do as far as that's concerned? So it's not Yom Tov. On one hand, it sounds like Yom Tov, but it's not a Yom Tov reading because it follows along the Seder of all the parshas. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah says of Yom Hashanah Rabbah, Yikra Shnayim Echad Targum Parshas Vezos Habracha. That the time in which one should read this is on Hashanah Rabbah, which is the day, 2 days before Simchas Torah, or in Israel, where Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is the same day, the day before. And some people have the minhag on Hashanah Rabbah to stay up that entire night for various reasons. And therefore, that's when Vezos Habracha, you should do Shnayim Echad Targum on that. Pretty short parsha. V'im kar b'yom Shmini Atzeres l' hivsid. If you would do it on Shmini Atzeres, which also could mean on Simchas Torah, then it's also not an issue. Now the question, which we'll conclude with, is why are there those people that have the minhag also when it comes to the Haftorah to do this reading in addition to Shnayim Echad Targum to prepare to have the knowledge and education of the parsha of the week? That makes sense. Why the Haftorah? Why is that included? So in this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Tam HaMinhag, the reason for this custom, that Shema Yikru'uhu L'machar L'mafter, not nowadays, when you're going to get mafter, hopefully the Gabbai is going to go up to you, at least give you a 30-minute warning, it'll tell you a little bit in advance, maybe by Shacharis, maybe a week in advance, whatever it may be. But what happens if you hear Yamod, and you hear the frightening name, which happens to be yours, and it's for the Aliyah of Mafter, and you didn't prepare? And therefore he says, V'hei Boki V'rogilba. Says the reason why some people have the custom to read the Haftorah and to know it, is not because of the inyan of Shnayim Echad Targum, the event that there's a possibility that you'll be called up for the Haftorah, that you'll be able to do it properly.